首先，请大家确定手上一定有一本圣经。
Please be sure that you are holding a Bible in your hand.
特别是我们今天这个投影机的灯泡可能寿命差不多了。
Especially the light bulb in the projector is gonna go die out anytime.
所以希望每个人手上都有一本圣经。如果没有的话，举个手，招待会拿给您。
If you don't have a Bible, just raise your hand. The ushers will pass one to you.
好，请大家先思想一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
我们都常常为各样的事情祷告。
We often pray for many things.
但你想，十年、二十年之后，你的祷告会跟今天的祷告有很大的不同吗
？10 or 20 years from today, will your prayers be much different from the ones you are making today?
如果有不同，是因为你的年纪变大，人生的历练增多了吗
？If it's different, is it because you get older and have more life experiences?
还是因为你的灵命长大成熟，对神的认识更加深入了呢
？But is it But is it because that you know God more because your spirit life has grown?
多数学者认为诗篇九十篇是摩西在去世之前不久所写的一个祷告。
Many scholars agree that Psalms 90 was written by Moses not long before he died.
摩西的一生包括三个主要的阶段。
Moses' life consisted of three main stages.
头四十年，他被埃及的法老的女儿收养。
In the first 40 years, he was taken by Pharaoh's daughter.
在皇宫里受最好的教育，而且享受王子的待遇。
He had the best education and the privilege of a king.
但是有一天，他一时冲动打死了人，因此被迫逃离埃及。
One day, out of impulse, he murdered somebody, so he was forced to flee away from Egypt.
接下来的第二个四十年，他住在米甸的旷野，成为一个卑微的牧羊人。
In the next 40 years of his life, he lived in Midian, and he was a humble shepherd.
到了八十岁，他对人生早已失去了雄心壮志。
When he was 80 years old, he has all but lost all the life's lofty goals.
没想到神竟然呼召他回到埃及，去带领受压迫的以色列人出埃及。
And he never expected God to ask him to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
在第三个四十年，神兴起他。做百万群众的领袖。
In the third 40 years of his life, God raised him up to be the leader of all the Israelites.
他看到神行了一次又一次的大神迹，拯救以色列人。
He saw God performed one miracle after another to save the Israelites.
但他也看到以色列人信心软弱，一次又一次的背逆神。
But he also saw the weakness of the Israelites that they continue to rebel against God.
摩西就像是一个牧羊人，希望把以色列众百姓带到神的应许之地。
Moses was like a shepherd, wanting to lead all the sheep into the land that God promised.
但在那四十年间，他看到当初和他一同出埃及的以色列人，因着背逆神，陆陆续续倒闭在旷野之中。
But in those 40 years, the Israelites who flew away from Egypt with him.Have their weakness, and they continue to fall in the midst of the wilderness.
他在离世之前写下诗篇九十篇这个祷告，可想而知，心中是何等的感触万千。
And he wrote these psalms before he died, and we can all imagine how his feeling must be that time.
这篇诗的内容很丰富，今天我只能把重点放在12-15节里的四句祷告。
Psalms 90 is a very rich chapter, and I'm going to only focus on verses 12-15 today.
这四句祷告从英文圣经可以看得出来是呼求性的语气。
From the English, we do see a connotation of supplication in these verses.
而中文圣经是更清楚的，都用“求”这个字来表达。
Even more so is in the Chinese Bible that Moses was seeking out.
我们就一句一句的来看摩西的这四个祈求。
So let us peruse the verses one by one.
第一个祈求在十二节。
The first one is on verse 12.
我们同声来念。
Let us read together.
求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。摩西为什么会这样求呢？
Why did he have such a request?
这跟前面的一到十一节大有关系。
Has much to do with the first 11 verses.
这前十一节乍看之下非常的悲观。
In a glance, the first 11 verses seem pretty sad.
摩西写出他对人生的体会说，在天地万物的主宰面前，人是何等的渺小卑微。
Because Moses said that in front of the grand creator, a human is so insignificant.
人生不仅短暂，又充满了罪恶。
Human life is is so short and filled with sins.
在第一节和第二节，他先想到神的永恒和伟大，而发出敬畏神的称颂和赞美。
In the first two verses, he thought of God's greatness and eternity, and from that he gave praises to God.
接下来的三到九节，他用七个浮现在他脑海的影像来描述人生的短暂。
And from verses 3 to 9, he used seven images emerged in his mind to describe a human life.
第一个影像是尘土，人来自尘土，死后也归回尘土。
The first image is dust, because we came from dust and we shall return to the dust.
第二个影像是已过的昨日。
The second image is a day just gone by.
人生再怎么样的有轰轰烈烈的成就，活到高寿，在神看来都只是如同已过的昨日。
Whichever grandiose achievement you have, from God's point of view, is just like a day gone by.
第三个影像是夜间的一根。
And the third image is a watch in the night.
在神看来，人的年日只有如夜间的一根。
From God's eyes, our life is but like a watch in the night.
就是虽然发生，却未必有任何显著的价值，它的来到和消逝甚至是不知不觉的。
Even though it came about, it doesn't necessarily have much value, and it goes away without people even noticing it.
第四个影像是如水冲去。
And the fourth image is about sweeping people away.
时光如流水，无法倒流。
Time is like falling water, it doesn't reverse itself.
而且来得快，去得也快，刚才还在，一下就过去了。
And it comes quickly, but goes away quickly too.
第五个影像是如睡一觉。
The third image is in the sleep of death.
和路人到临死才醒悟到自己竟然糊里糊涂、恍恍惚惚的过了一生。
Many people realize in his or her deathbed how fruitless his life had been.
第六个影像是如生长的草。
The sixth verse, is like a grass.
早晨发芽生长，晚上割下枯干。
In the morning it springs up, but in the evening it is withered.
第七个影像是什么？
What's the seventh image?
唉，一声叹息。
It is a long sigh.
我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息。
Our life is but like a moan.
为什么神是永恒的？他所造的人的生命却是如此短暂而灰色呢？
God is eternal, but why is the man who he created is so short and temporary?
在七到九节，摩西说，不是神不想把永恒的福分赐给我们，而是人因着罪而自绝于神的恩典之外。
From verses 7 and 9, we see that it's not like God doesn't want us to have eternal life, but it's that our sin separates that blessing from us.
在公义的神的愤怒之下，摩西在第十节说，我们一生的年日是七十岁，若是强壮，可到八十岁，但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。
In a righteous wrath, Moses wrote in verse 10, our days may come to 70 years or 80 if our strength endures.But our life is filled with emptiness and difficulties.
我读这几节经文的时候，常常会想到释迦牟尼。
When I read these verses, I often think of the Buddha.
他和摩西有许多类似之处。
He in fact has many similarities with Moses.
摩西曾经是埃及的王子，释迦牟尼是印度的王子。
Moses was Egypt's princess, and Buddha was India's princess.
他们都经历过人生最好的享受，最高的权力和地位。
Both of them experienced a very high sovereignty and wealth.
但摩西体会到人生所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦。
But Moses experienced that a human life is filled with temporary sadness.
比他晚了大约一千年的释迦牟尼也体会到人生不过是生老病死。
And 1,000 years after Moses, even Buddha also came to realize this truth.
摩西看到人一生劳苦愁烦的关键原因是罪。释迦牟尼也体会到人的病因是罪。
Both Moses and Buddha realized the fundamental problem with a human being is the sin they have.
所以他们两人对人生问题有相同的体认。
So we can conclude that both of them have the same conclusion to a human being's fundamental problems.
但是罪的问题如何解决呢?
But how do we solve this problem?
两人的看法就有很大的差别。
That's when they disagree.
释迦牟尼认为解决的方法就是看破红尘，借着修行淡化一切的欲望，也淡化人与人之间的感情。
Buddha thinks that the solution is to see through the vanity of the world and to lose all the desires and to lose all the interactions between people.
所以他的人生哲学基本上是出世，脱离世界，去追求进入一个一切皆空的境界。
So his life philosophy is to walk out of this world to achieve a state of total emptiness.
那么摩西呢？
How about Moses?
他在这个祷告的一开始就是想到神的永恒和伟大。
In the beginning of his prayer, he thought of God's greatness and eternity.
神是掌管人类世世代代历史的主，是创造宇宙万物的主，是超越时空永恒的神。
God is the person, is the one who controls all human history. He's the one who created the universe from the beginning to the end.
而罪不只是人与人之间的问题，不只是违反了社会当中人所制定的法规。
But sin is against human beings, and it's also against even humans' own laws.
罪的本质是得罪神。
And the fundamental cause of sin is to offend God.
是违反了神创造的本意，是没有活出应该要活出的样式。
Is to violate how God first originally desired us to live.
甚至是不认识创造的主，否定他的存在，不相信他，不接受他的引导。
And we even deny or reject God and reject His teachings.
所以摩西和释迦牟尼最大的差别就在此。
So this is the biggest difference between Buddha and Moses.
摩西看到人生的意义和价值是在于他与那位永恒的造物主的关系。
Moses saw that the value of a human life is based on his relationship with God.
神老病死和劳苦愁烦的导因都是在于人与神之间的关系出了问题。
Dying of old age is simply a problem of a human's relationship with God.
所以他写的诗篇九十篇从头到尾都是向着神的祷告。
And that's why Psalms 90 is everything about calling out to God.
几乎每一句每一节都是以神为中心的一个自省以及对神的呼求。
Every word and verse is a God-centered calling out.
所以看看这个祈求，求你指教我们如何数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
Here, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
我们要知道人需要先意识到自己所拥有的资源有限，才会去小心的珍惜。
We must first realize that our resources are limited before we can truly appreciate it.
我从小生长在经济条件很好的家庭，所以要花钱的时候有需要就花，甚至想花就花。
I grew up in a financially worry-free family, and when I was a kid, I spent money without reserve.
到了三十年前来美国读硕士的时候，才意识到我出国带的一大笔钱是父母多年劳力的积蓄。
Only after 30 years ago, when I came to America to study, did I realize that the money I spent is my parents' hard-earned one.
所以花钱的时候就得先看看银行的存款还剩多少。
And then before I spend, I look at my bank account.
然后得算一算，照这样子花，后来会不会不够用？
I'd have to count, if I spend it this way, would I squander all my money?
我们人在世的日子就跟自费留学生的银行存款一样，是越用越少，会有用完的一天。
Our life is like a person who travels abroad and spends his money. He will someday squander all his money.
所以中国主人早就说，一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。
So a Chinese idiom says that an ounce of gold is like an ounce of time. However, an ounce of gold cannot buy an ounce of time.
我们要先懂得如何数算，才有可能有智慧的善用宝贵的资产。
We must first know how to count before we can know how to preserve our wealth.
那数数东西，计算不难，我们每个人都会。
It's very easy to count. Everybody knows how.
只是每个人数算的东西不一样，数算的方法 也不一样。
It's just that we count different things, and the way we count may be also different.
有的人很喜欢数算过去的成就。
Some count his past achievements.
有的人很喜欢数算现在累积的财产。
Some count their current wealth.
有的人喜欢数算你儿女的成绩单上有多少颗 A.
Some count the number of A's in their children's grade reports.
有的人喜欢数算自己还有哪些想得到却还没有得到的东西。
Some count what they want yet haven't received.
这些都是数算。
All of these are counting.
但有些数算很虚空，没有什么意义，有些数算却很重要。
But some of the counting is worthless, but others are important.
谭崇文牧师曾经写过一篇文章，谈到加减乘除的数算。
Pastor Tong once wrote about an article about counting with basic arithmetics.
加法。
Addition.
又是新的年一年，我的岁数加增了一岁，是否比前一年更成熟长进呢？
A new year has come and I'm 1 year older. Am I wiser than yesteryear?
减法。
Subtraction.
我在世上的时间是在倒数计时，每过一天就是少了一天。
My life is like a countdown. One day passes, one day less to live.
还有什么重要的事情应该要把握时间去尽早完成的呢？
What's more important than for me to really finish early?
乘法。
Multiplication.
我所领受的恩典是否有加倍的去传给别人吗？
Do I multiply the blessing I receive to pass on to others?
如果一个基督徒一年至少带一两位信主，就是在做乘法。
If a Christian brings one or two people to believe in God, then he is doing good multiplication.
除法。
Division.
我是否愿意把我每个星期宝贵的时间和精力分享给许多需要被关心的人呢？
Am I willing to give my precious time and energy every week to those who need cares?
那么除了加减乘除之外，还有一些数算是值得做的。
Besides this basic arithmetic, there's more that we can count.
反省的数算。
To count a self-reflection.
感恩的数算。
To count thanksgiving.
提醒的数算。
Count reminding.
责任使命的数算。
Count responsibilities.
总而言之，属灵的数算会帮助人越数算越活得有智慧。
A counting according to the Spirit will count and gain wisdom.
而世俗的数算却会使人越数算越活得愚昧。
But a secular counting will only make you even less wiser.
你懂不懂得数算？你数算什么？
Do you know how to count and what do you count?
第二个祈求在十三节的后半。
The second supplication is on the second part of verse 13.
摩西祷告说，求你转回为你的仆人后悔。
Relent, Lord. Have compassion on your servant.
摩西一边求神转回，一边问神说：“耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？”
And at the same time, he's asking, "Oh Lord, how long will it be?"
我们要知道，摩西带以色列人出埃及的时候，他大约是80岁。
We do know that when Moses started leading Israelites out of Egypt, he was 80 years old.
本来他们很快就可以进到神所应许赐给他们的迦南美地。
They could have gone and arrived to Canaan very soon.
但是他们先派了12个探子去探查迦南地。
But they first sent 12 spies to look at the land.
回来之后，以色列的会众都只听其中10个探子所报的坏消息。
And when they came back, the Israelites only listened to the 10 spies who gave the bad news.
他们一听说迦南人多高大多强壮，他们就背逆神的指示，拒绝进迦南。
They heard that the Canaanites are so strong and tall, and they were afraid, and they didn't want to enter the promised land.
这个背逆所带来的惩罚，就是一直在旷野漂流，要等到背逆的那一代人都死在旷野为止。
And the punishment of this disobedience is for that whole generation to die in the wilderness before they could even enter the promised land.
想看看，如果你是摩西。
If you were Moses,
40年过去，你见到当初你所带领出埃及的人陆续在神的震怒之下死在旷野。
40 years have gone by, and you see that people you led out of Egypt die one by one.
你是否也会向神发出同样的呼求，说：“耶和华啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。”
Would you then also call out to God, "Oh Lord, relent. How long will it be?" Have compassion on your servants.
我跟我太太刚结婚的头几年，好几次吵架，闹到她气得几天都不跟我讲话。
In the first few years of our marriage, we had my wife and I had some quarrels, and we didn't speak to each other for several days.
有几次她实在过了很久都还不理我，我心中真的是着急的盼望她早早消气，向我转回。
This one time that she just ignored me for so many days, I truly hope in my heart that she could just come to me and say something.
其实有的时候我知道他在气什么，我也知道是我的错。
Actually, I knew why she was mad, and I knew that it was my fault.
但我的脾气也很犟，又有点大男人主义，死要面子，不肯认错，所以两个人就僵在那里。
But I just couldn't humble down my face, so I just, both of us were having a stagnant like this.
等到我终于意识到他是打定主意不会饶我了，我才勉勉强强的去低声下气道歉。
When I realized that she would truly just not give in until I apologized, then I apologized.
每次这个时候，他总会问我：“你既然希望我不要继续生气，为什么不早点认错道歉呢？”
And she would ask me, "If you didn't want me to be mad, why don't you just apologize earlier?"
我们从这个角度来看，摩西在十三节的祷告就比较有意思。
So let's look at Moses' prayer from this perspective.
摩西的祷告说：“耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？”
Moses says, "Lord, how long will it be?"
这常常反映出我们的心声。
And this also reflects our heart.
我们有求于神的时候，都希望神尽快回答。
When we have some request to God, we often want God to answer quickly.
稍微一段时间没有看到结果，就会发出类似的呼喊：“耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？”
If we wait just a little bit, we would call out, "God, how long will it be?"
我们很少想到，其实是神一直用百般的耐心在等着我们。
But do we realize that it's actually God Himself who waits us patiently?
我们有不少人听到福音觉得不错，却说：“等我老了。”退休没事干的时候再来信。
Many of us said that, "Oh, the gospel is good. When I retire and have nothing to do, I will come and believe."
还有一些人现在很不好的习惯里面受罪恶的捆绑。
Some having sinful habits bonded by sin.
知道不讨神的喜悦，却没有与罪断绝的决心。
They know what they do displeases God, yet they do not stop doing it.
所以常常并不是我们该说耶和华，我们要等到几时呢？而是神应该说，孩子啊，我等你回转，要等到几时呢
？So it's not like we ask God, "God, how long will it be?" But God is actually asking us, "Children, how long will you turn back?"
在教会的侍奉上也是如此。
And it's the same thing in churches.
有的时候并不是神不做工，而是神在等候我们。
Often it's not that God does not work, but God is waiting for us.
比如说我们常常祷告，求神多带一些慕道朋友来团契。
For example, we often pray for God to bring more seekers to our fellowship.
但是有没有可能我们是光在等候神从天上降下火来，却没有想想祭坛上既没有柴也没有祭物啊？
But we often wait for God to just drop the blessings from the sky without realizing that on the sacrifice table there is nothing.
究竟是神迟延让我们久等，还是神在等我们？
Is it that God ditched us for us to wait for Him, or is it because God is actually there waiting for us?
摩西向神祷告说：“求你转回，为你的仆人后悔。”
Moses asked, "Have compassion on your servants."
他心中的影像是公义的神，因着愤怒，掩面不看那些悖逆得罪神的人。
And the image in his heart is a righteous God who is angry, who hides his faces away from people.
摩西哀求神的怜悯与宽恕。
So Moses asks for God's forgiveness and compassion.
希望神转回，重新接纳那些需要赦免的人。
And asking God to return to receive those people who need forgiveness.
而圣经中所讲到的转回都是双向的。
The return points mentioned in the Bible are two-way streets.
马拉基书四章六节说，使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
Malachi chapter 4 verse 6 says, "He will turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the hearts of the children to their parents."
父亲的转向是怜悯与赦免的转向。
The turn for a father is a turn of forgiveness.
儿女的转向是认罪与悔改的转向。
The turn of a child is the turn of repenting.
在路加福音十五章，耶稣讲了一个浪子的比喻。
In Luke chapter 15, we know of a prodigal son.
当悖逆的浪子醒悟，愿意悔改转回的时候，他才发现父亲天天惦记着他，早就在那里等待着他回家。
When the prodigal son turned and repented and went back home, he realized that his father has always been waiting for him patiently.
我相信许多基督徒，包括我自己在内，都跟今天受洗的唐阿姨和玛格丽一样，有同样的经历。
Many Christians, including myself, must have the same experience as Magali and Tang, Yin Tang today.
我们什么时候经历神向我们转回，是在于什么时候我们向神转回。
When do we experience God's turn to us depends on when do we turn back to Him.
第三个祈求在第十四节。
The third supplication is on verse 14.
让我们同声来读整个十四节。
Let us read together the whole verse.
请。求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。我没信主之前，一点都不觉得成为基督徒有什么好的。
I didn't know if there is anything good about being a Christian before I became a believer.
等了信主几年之后，我才越来越强烈地感受到早早信主的人是更加蒙福的。
Several years after I got baptized, I then came to realize that those who believe in God early is those who get the most blessings.
我认识好多位令我十分敬佩的基督徒。
I know a lot of Christians I respect.
他们在很年轻的时候就打下扎实的根基。
They founded their faith very strongly when they were young.
在高中大学时代就已经在灵命成熟的长辈带领之下，与一群爱主的年轻弟兄姐妹齐心追求灵命的成长，配搭侍奉。
Under the spiritual elder, even when they were still in their teens, they started to serve in the church and serving others very warm-heartedly.
在他们身上，我看到他们在15到25岁那段期间所受到的熏陶，所立定的心智，如何清楚地影响他们之后几十年的人生以及他们的家庭。
The determination and the edification they received when they was in their teens or early 20s truly directed their entire life in a positive direction.
我当然还是感谢神，在我25岁的时候信了主。
Of course, I thank the Lord that I was baptized when I was 25.
但我跟那些更年轻的时候就信主、灵命根基扎实的传道人相比，真的是少了一些很宝贵的东西。
But compared to those who got baptized even younger than I was, that they had their spiritual faith founded strongly, I know that I am without something that they had.
这些东西没有就是没有，我可以接受，但那真的是很值得羡慕的福气。
I can accept the fact that I don't have this something they had, but I truly tell you that something is a very big blessing.
所以不论你今天的年纪是比我大还是只有我的一半或三分之一，早信主都比晚信主好。
Regardless of how old you are today, the earlier to believe in Christ, the better.
当然我讲的不是糊里糊涂马马虎虎的信，而是认认真真渴慕认识神的心。
I'm not talking about to believe casually, but to truly believe with a very serious heart.
在耶稣基督里，人所能经历到的爱，实在是令人羡慕的。
The love we experience in Jesus Christ is something that's so desiring.
圣经当中许多认识神的人都赞叹说，神的慈爱何等宝贵。
Many people in the Bible truly says that God's love is so precious.
大卫甚至这样说，对神说，因你的慈爱比生命更好。
Even David, King David says in Psalms chapter 63 says that your love is better than life.
今天有许多爱主的基督徒甘心乐意的献身侍奉，甚至去到偏远危险的地区去传福音。
Many Christians dedicate themselves today to even the faraway places to preach the gospel.
他们的动力并不是什么世界上的奖赏。
Their motivation is not any secular reward.
甚至也不是死了以后会在天上有什么特别的奖赏，而是被神的慈爱感动。
And it's not even some heavenly award they will receive, but their reward is in God's love.
像一首诗歌的作者所说的
，Just like this song,
我感到侍奉他越久越甘甜。
The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
我愿更爱他，因他爱永不变。
The more that I love him, more love he bestows.
心中充满喜乐，在地如在天。
Each day is like heaven, my heart overflows.
我感到侍奉他越久越甘甜。
The longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows.
第四个祈求在第十五节。
The fourth supplication is on verse 15.
我们也同声来读。
Let's read together.
请。求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。人生当中难免会遇到各样的苦难。
It's inevitable we face difficulties in our lives.
但神的儿女可以因着神的同在，在苦难当中依然有喜乐。
But God's children can truly have peace and joy in the midst of affliction.
我在读大学的时候参加很多课外的活动，其中一项是编校刊。
I had much extracurricular interaction when I was in college, one of which was editing.
那时候我有一个好朋友跟我一样都参与两份不同校刊的编辑。
A friend of mine, both of us, were participating in the editing clubs.
大二的时候他被选为报纸型校刊的社长，我也被抓去当杂志型校刊的社长。
In our sophomore years, he was chosen to become the newspaper club editor, and I to become the periodical magazine editor.
那编刊物是非常耗精神和时间的。
Editing is a very time-consuming effort.
我很幸运在课业上还过去了。
I was lucky to have okay grades.
但我那好朋友才刚当社长的那一学期就超过一半的科目不及格。
But my good friend, in the first semester in which he became the editor, he had more than half of his classes had failing grades.
当时在台湾那叫做二一，就是超过二分之一的学分不及格，所有不及格的科目都不能补考，全部要重修。
In that time in Taiwan, if you have more than half of your classes that you fail, then you have to stay for one more year to make up for that year.
消息传来，我们所有认识他的人都很难过，对他当然是更大的打击。
All of us friends are were very sad, and it was a very big impact to this friend.
但是没过几天，我就看到他一边走路一边唱他平常喜欢唱的歌。
But then after a few days, I saw him singing with a casual heart.
在那唱《春风吹起，十里百花香》。
Singing, spring wind came and blah blah blah.
当时我觉得非常的稀奇。
I was really shocked.
不太明白他怎么还能够如此坦然，像以前一样笑眯眯的唱歌。
How could he just sing like this when he's suffering so much?
后来我来美国读研究所。
Then I came to America to have my graduate study.
在别人的强烈鼓励下，好不容易这辈子第一次去了查经班。
Out of others' encouragement, I came to my very first Bible study.
查经班去了好几次之后，有一个礼拜五晚上唱诗的人带领的其中一首诗歌，竟然就是那个老兄当年唱的那首歌。
After several times of Bible study, one time when we sang, and guess what? The song we sang was that song I heard a few years back.
那时候我才知道那首歌的歌词是“春风吹起，十里百花香”。春天已带来新希望。
Then I realized that the lyrics in the song, let me try this, is the spring we came and the very good odor spreads 10 kilometers away.
春天已带来新的希望。
And spring brings about new hopes.
神的儿女脸上露出欢笑，喜气乐洋洋，神的应许使他有盼望。
God's children have such a smile on their face that's so contagious, and God's promises make them hopeful.
这下我才恍然大悟，我的好朋友不是早就跟我说过他是基督徒吗？
Then I suddenly realized that my friend told me long ago that he was a Christian.
他不是早就跟我说过他们周末有团契吗？
And he told me that they also had a fellowship in every weekend.
只是我当时始终没有兴趣，也从来没有想过认识神，是认识神让他在遭遇打击的时候依然不失去盼望和喜乐。
It's just that I never realized that, I never realized that he believed in God, which made him able to withstand all of his sufferings.
我信主的其中一个原因是我不得不承认，在我这位好朋友的生命里面真的有一个我所没有的宝贵东西。
One of my reasons to believe in God was to realize that this friend of mine truly has